The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey folks, thanks so much for being with me. I'm going to talk about being wild, wild about walnuts. It is my favorite nut. I don't know. There's just something about the texture. There's something about like the heftiness of it. There's something about the taste and like the diversity. And I love it. It is one of the oldest known tree foods around. And it's so healthy for you. And I'm going to talk about why it should be at the top of your grocery list. I love nuts. Of course, in moderation, because why? We do have to, you know, they're chock full of lovely, great fats. Fats have calories in them, but gosh darn it, being part of your diet, it's really walnuts, I think, are a big old superfood that we don't really talk about. You know, in the ancient Mediterranean world, the walnut was considered one of the most important nuts, both from a health standpoint. And guess what else? I think this is pretty impressive. A status standpoint. Yep. They were called the Jupiter's Royal Acorn. And in the late 1700s, just a little history on these walnuts, the Franciscan priests brought the walnut to California, and it flourished in the Mediterranean-like climate that we have here. And today, California walnuts account for about 99% of the commercial U.S. supply and more than two-thirds of the world trade. Other countries grow some walnuts, but hey, right here in California, we got the most. So here's the thing that I want to bring you. It's studies. There's been clinical studies. You know, a lot of times there's still some confusion about, oh, you're a naturopathic doctor. Well, what is that exactly? And, you know, you try to do as much education as possible. I'm like, well, I'm a licensed care provider. I'm a primary care provider actually here in the state of California, and I can diagnose and treat, and I practice medicine, but I just do this in a way where I'm partnering with somebody and I make sure that I'm asking great questions and identifying and treating the cause. And a lot of times people give us pushback and like, well, it's not evidence-based. It's not evidence-based. And it's just, I scratch my head at that because, you know, it's important, I think, that, I mean, people are all full of opinions and they say things all the time, right? Well, I know for a fact that because it's in the medical journals, that the evidence-based appropriate use of prescription medications and over-the-counter medications, when they're used appropriately, I'm not talking about being abused, are, I think at this point in time, they're about the fourth to fifth leading cause of death. We don't talk about it. It happens all the time. And I do have evidence that these things work. There are studies, there are clinically studies all the time. We do have to understand that large clinical data to get those data points costs a tremendous amount of money. And first of all, you can't patent a natural substance. And so those patents, you know, it's not the same business model for the most part. But walnuts, they're loaded with heart-helping, disease-fighting, body-boosting elements that all work synergistically. I love that, right? So it's just not just a one-off. There's different things that happen to benefit our health. Okay, so walnuts, first of all, they contain a high amount of the omega-3 fat alpha-linoleic acid. Okay, so this particular omega-3 is plant-based. Unlike, you know, we talk about docosahexaenoic acid, or DHA and EPA, that's eicosapentaenoic acid. Those are from fish oil and fish. This is a plant-based. That said, researchers have shown that those who eat a diet rich in ALA, or that alpha-linoleic acid, are less likely to suffer from heart-related ailments. There was a study published in the Journal of Medicinal Food that indicated that eating just 1 ounce of walnuts per day can decrease the risk for cardiovascular disease. There's other research out there. It was published in Nutrition, Metabolism, and Cardiovascular Diseases, which is a journal, that demonstrated that eating just 4 walnuts a day could raise your blood levels of ALA. Now, ALA, while is an anti-inflammatory, it may also prevent the formation of blood clots. Folks, 4 walnuts a day. Absolutely amazing for heart health. And there's more. There was a study that I read the other day in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. I could go on, but let's go also diabetes control. It is no secret that heart disease and diabetes are closely related, and evidence has shown that eating walnuts may reduce the risk for type 2 diabetes, okay, for a 10-year period. That's a long study, folks, and it's important to listen to a long study like that. Researchers followed nearly 138,000 women and monitored their walnut intake. Yep, I bet that was a fun study. As reported in the Journal of Nutrition, they found that those who ate 2 or more 1-ounce servings of walnuts per week, okay, not or not a daily basis anymore, per week, were 24% less likely to develop diabetes than those who ate fewer or no walnuts. Holy crap. That's a long study. Pretty great evidence there. Another study appearing in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that overweight adults with type 2 diabetes who ate 1/4 cup of walnuts daily showed significant reduction in fasting insulin levels compared to those who did not eat walnuts. And that benefit was achieved within the first 3 months. So it happens pretty darn quickly. You can change your diet easily and quickly get results. Food can be causative or curative to how you're feeling and what the status of your health is. Walnuts, we're showing how it can happen. So there's diabetes, heart disease, brain boosting, many compounds found within walnuts. So we've got vitamin E, folate, melatonin, actually, omega-3s, and other antioxidants. They all have been clinically studied to support brain health. Certainly the deficiency in omega-3 in particular has been linked to cognitive problems. I see it all the time. People that, you know, they want to blame it. I have women come in my office and they're like, oh, my menopausal mind, you know, or, oh, I've got baby brain. And especially when you have a baby, because that baby will take anything it needs to survive and grow as best as it can, and it steals it from the mom. So having a deficiency of omega-3s, if you replete something that's depleted, you can fix that. And I've seen it happen all the time. The brain needs these fats to function properly, yet many Americans fail to get enough in their diet. One study at Purdue University demonstrated that children with lower concentration of omega-3 fatty acids displayed a higher risk of hyperactivity, learning disorders, and behavioral problems. As soon as any parents bring in their children to my office because they're having behavioral problems, this is definitely high on my list to check out and understand what their status of omega-3s and essential fatty acids, or what that fatty acid breakdown is in their body. And yes, there's a test that can do that if we need to get there, but sometimes just having an intake or looking at your own diet and going, hey, maybe I need to pump up my omega-3s, and you can do it in a plant source type of way. Walnuts is a great source of that. There was also a study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease reported that increased consumption of walnuts, but not other nuts, okay? So we're wild about walnuts today, was associated with better working memory scores. The researcher attributed this to the nut's high polyphenol content, thinking that these antioxidants may be the key factor to preserving memory. So, holy moly. All right, let's go into weight management. You know, you're thinking, hey, moderation. Some people totally stay clear of all nuts in general because of their fat content. And I said, hey, we've got to maybe watch out. But there was a Journal of Lipid Research, okay, and this is a study. It was published that found that regular walnut intake did not lead to weight gain. And the study included male participants with high cholesterol and actually found that in 6-week period, the men who were eating walnuts showed a 6% decrease in their low density lipoproteins. Okay. That is what we know. Now I say there's no bad cholesterol, but we want them in proportion. So that was a 6% decrease. Now, when enjoyed at the proper portion size, walnuts can completely actually help manage your weight. One of the reasons, I think, it contains fiber, which helps you feel full, and fat is very satiating. It helps you feel satisfied. So you ultimately, you know, or, you know, eat less or mindlessly snack less on unhealthy foods. They are high, quite high in calories. So do, like I said, reap the benefits and maintain your weight. Moderation, but on a daily basis, you can eat walnuts. And also the last thing I want to just study, a similar study, there was a study done at the Marshall University School of Medicine in West Virginia, showing that mice that were fed the human equivalent of 2 ounces of walnuts daily had significant decrease in breast tumors. So there's a hint also of cancer-fighting compounds. Gamma tocopherol, a form of vitamin E that is found in walnuts, is responsible for that. Going wild about walnuts here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, folks. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. I just want you to wake up, use your own mind, and really get healthy. Thanks so much. We'll be right back.